Mark Mason is an activist and political commentator with me now on the line live from San Francisco. Mr. Mason, thanks for being with us on the Top Five. Would you describe this verdict as indicative of racial profiling in the United States, and what do you expect the fallout to be?
Well, here we are in the year 2013, and an African American still at this day and age cannot get justice in an American courtroom.
So this is, you would describe it as racial profiling?
Oh, it's a matter of two major factors involved in the Zimmerman shooting of Trayvon Martin. One is racism, nothing new here. We've had it as the colonial racism from pre-colonial days to colonial days, hundreds of years of white supremacy, of racism against people of color. First, we were exterminated where the Native Americans, genocide was committed against people of color, the Native Americans, let's not forget them. And then, of course, Africans were imported to be used as slaves. And although slavery itself was, chattel slavery was, it was outlawed in the 1860s after a civil war, they've suffered tremendous racial profiling by the police still to this day. They are 12% of the American population, and African Americans make up about 35% of the prison population. And so that's very much due to the police targeting African Americans.
Well, Ms. Mason, we know that this was a very controversial case, and there was a lot of anticipation in the air before this verdict was announced. So why do you think the jury did make this decision of not guilty? What do you think forced them to make this decision? Do you think they did it have enough reason or credible reason to make this decision, and why?
That's a tough one. I'll try not to go inside the heads and the thought processes of the six women who are the jurors in this particular case. I can say that, again, that we have a culture of racism, a culture of oppression of African Americans. In addition to that long-standing factor, since World War II, elites, through the manipulation of the politicians and the media, they've generated what I call a middle-class fear of the poor. So we have racism with an overlay of middle-class Americans who have, through TV, really beginning with the Nixon administration and his so-called war on crime, yes, targeted poor people and people of color, and on through Reagan as well. They were painted not only as poor, but as dangerous members of society. Mm. And so we have a middle class that's afraid of poor people, and that's deliberately generated.
Mr. Mark Mason, activist and political commentator with us there from San Francisco. Thank you very much.